Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, STV, WXYZ people. All the boat rockers are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on Red State Talk Radio. Or, not Red State, we're on GCN. Sorry about that, guys. I'm so used to saying those things. Anyway, I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. Yes, Bradley is on his way to Michigan. I think he said it's like 13 hours there or something. You know, when you look on the map, you think, it's not 13 hours. Come on, it's got to be shorter than that. Anyway, he's got a long trip to make to go be with you guys over there. In fact, I was going to bring up the schedule here just real quickly for people who may be interested in going and seeing Bradley. Let me scroll down here, and we'll bring up the dates for this month. He is going to be somewhere. And my buttons on my stream deck are not working for some reason. When I'm pushing them, they're not doing something. I have to do it the old-fashioned way. September the 16th, 6 p.m., Resurrection Life Church in St. Louis, Michigan. September 17th, 11 a.m. and set to 7 a.m. Is he going to be there all day? Oh, yeah, I guess that is. The Constitution Day Celebration with Ted Nugent, downtown Centerville, September 18th at 4 p.m., Constitution Day. That's in Clarkston, Michigan, September 19th at 10 a.m., brunch with Bradley. That's going to be in Walled Lake, Michigan. And September 21st at 6 p.m., he'll be in Corunna, I hope I pronounced that correctly, Michigan. And then September the 22nd at 6 p.m., he'll be at iGeek Repair and Gaming in Hastings, Michigan. Now, if you want to find these out, just go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. They're right in the middle of the top of the page is Bradley's schedule. You'll be able to catch him there in Michigan if you're in that area. If you're coming in from outside that area, you'll be able to do that as well. Also, if you're listening by way of GCN and you want to catch the video portion of the radio show, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and if you scroll down on the right side of the page, we are the top video there. Just click onto that, enlarge it on whatever device you're on, and then click on the platform and join us in the chat. We've got a lot of friends in there in the chat this afternoon. Great to see all you guys. And do that. And then if you missed the show this morning, Lynn Taylor had some incredible info that you're just not going to... Look, Lynn brings info you just don't hear anywhere else. You really don't hear it anywhere else. If you do, it's usually a smaller outlet, and we thank God for those people who are doing that work too. But usually, you don't hear this anywhere, the things that she brings as far as what's being teed up in D.C. that violates the Constitution, that infringes on your rights, that installs a police state. That's what all this is doing. You want to check out that show from this morning. And then if you go above that, above the videos, there's a place where you can subscribe to our email. And if you'll do that, we don't rent your email, sell it, or spam it. And if you would sign up for that, you'll get one email a day. And that comes in your email later on this afternoon. If you agree with our message and you'd like to help us out, fund some of the costs that are involved to travel to these places like what Bradley does, our internet page, and also the radio show, there's a donate button at the top of the page. Make a one-time donation or slide over and become a monthly partner. Son or Daughter of Liberty, click on that link as well at the top of the page. And this week we're highlighting in our store Bradley's Deadlock drum pad. Normally these things are $60. They're like a metronome for a drummer. So normally they're $60. This week through Saturday at midnight, you can get 10% off of these when you use the promo code Deadlock in the store. Okay, Deadlock in the store gets you 10% off of these. And maybe you got a drummer in your life. Maybe you're wanting one for yourself. I know Bradley uses it himself, so I've seen him use it. So if you've been wanting to pick that up out of the store, now's the time to do so. And again, that's by midnight on Saturday night. Now, coming up in the next segment, we're going to bring on Marianne Perez. She's been a contributor with me since when I was at Freedom Outpost. She's now contributing over on Sons of Liberty Media. She's also become a contributor to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s The Children's Health Defense deal going over there. We're going to bring her up, and we're going to ask her the question, why has the FDA not been held accountable for the drugs and things it approves of that result in deaths, injuries, and addictions? Why aren't they held accountable for that? Well, I'm going to tell you on the other side something I found out about government in general that take places they don't have any business in, such as planning, right? Building planning and all of this stuff, and everybody can give me all the excuses you want to give me for why that should be, and oh, this is better for this, and this is better for that, and that, but they're never held accountable if something goes wrong. Think, oh, I don't know, Miami building collapse a couple of months ago. Has anybody been held accountable for approving that or for not fixing what they said didn't need to be fixed, which wasn't really any big structural integrity issues? No, nobody's held accountable for that. But you can bet your bottom dollar that insurance companies are pushing governments in this direction, not only for that, but they're doing it for fire systems, for any kind of thing in the house. They're doing it to you in your car, telling you have to have a seatbelt on, which I'm for seatbelts, but government mandates on that? No, I'm not for those. Also, I want to put this out. We just put this up from Corey Lynn, and for those of you who've been asking for, you know, help and things, Bradley gave you a list of attorneys. Well, Corey has put together medical legal forms, job, and other critical information regarding the COVID 1984 stuff, the mandates that are going on. You guys have been asking for it. What do you do? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Put this stuff in. You can utilize it. Please don't write in and say, hey, where can I find that? Go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's there. We don't really have time to delve into each person who's asking that. It's not because we're not compassionate. It's not because we don't care. We're actually putting this out because we do. But you've got to take a little time and a little effort and look these things up. But it's there on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, just real quickly before we go to break, Washington, D.C. is suppressing the truth about chlorine dioxide. Now, we've had Dr. Andreas Calker on. We've had Kerry Rivera on. We've talked about this. There's a scientific study out where they used it for the treatment of what they call the COVID. And that's been found to be very effective, so much that Bolivia has approved it as a COVID treatment, while Washington, D.C. not only lies about what it is, calling it bleach, it isn't even the same compound that is, but then they distort the truth about what it does. We'll be back on the other side with Marianne Perez and the FDA. We're going to question them. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to chime in here and you want to give comments, please stick to the topic, though. The topic is, why is the unconstitutional FDA not held accountable for deaths, addictions, and injuries related to drugs or any other thing that they approve of? And here to talk about that with me is a contributor to sonsoflibertymedia.com, our very own Marianne Perez. Good afternoon, Marianne.
Good afternoon, Tim. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, and you too. And not only that, but I appreciate you jumping on short notice. I called Marianne about an hour ago because I ran across something that I wasn't even aware of, and that was that I don't know if people know this. About 4 or 5 years ago, Google, of all people, their parent company, purchased. Guess what? Medicines, vaccines company, they went into partnership with Glaxo Smith Kline. And Marianne was not aware of that, but Marianne has been doing a lot of research and writing over the years following the death of her daughter, which was due to some addiction to OxyContin. Marianne, I'll let you speak to that if you want to. But you've been really going after the FDA. You've been going after the big pharma companies. You've been demanding that there be justice, because they haven't been honest with the public. They have never been held accountable for deaths, addictions, or any of these injuries from vaccines or anything else that they've had. And you were bringing up that we want to start re-highlighting the crimes, if you will, of the FDA and bringing some of your stuff back so that people can see that again. Tell people a little bit about, maybe take a couple of minutes and tell people why you got into this because of your daughter, and then why this is so important that we start really dealing with the FDA, and I say not just hold them accountable, but eliminate them. They're unconstitutional in the first place.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. First of all, I have to understand this is an hour notice, so this is completely off the cuff for me. but I'll do the best that I can. I got involved in Purdue Pharma, the FDA, OxyContin, when my daughter died in April of 2001. And it was not to be addicted to OxyContin. She was prescribed OxyContin by her physician, who had been led to believe that it was safe to prescribe for chronic pain. It was, she had a backache. It was not safe to prescribe for chronic pain. The FDA approved it for chronic pain along the way, even though initially it was only for end-stage cancer patients. They got away with murder on that one, okay? So I started digging into what made Purdue Pharma tick and what they were about. The first thing I did was I began sending, at that time, faxes to every attorney general in the country. This Purdue Pharma had got 12 warning letters about their marketing of this dangerous opioid, OxyContin. 12. And I was slamming. How many more? And one night I received a phone call from an FDA head by the name of Tom Abrams. He was very annoyed with me, and he started talking down to me that I didn't know how the FDA worked. Well, I do know that when you get 12 warning letters and you keep doing something that's wrong, there's something not right here. So at one point, I interrupted him, and I said, you've already sent 12 warning letters to Purdue Pharma. How many more do you have to send to them before they comply with what you're telling them? And he said very angrily, and I never forgot these words, we don't have the manpower to police Purdue Pharma. That was key to me. That's why they've gotten away with what they've gotten away with. And then I said, and you don't think they don't know that? And I was met with a dial tone.
We know, Marianne, this is the whole problem that we're having now. We've talked about the history of even vaccines and what's being, fraudulently pushed on the American public as vaccines that they aren't vaccines. That normally in the history, when they would have, 23 people die in the swine flu vaccine thing, they would stop the process of that. When they would have, whatever, however many beagles, I forget who said that, Dr. Jane Ruby, I think, who we're going to have on next week. She was saying after so many beagles, they stopped the animal testing. And there was different things of this nature. And yet now we're in a situation with the COVID shots. We're looking at, and this is the official record, 13,000 Americans have been killed after taking this shot, tens of thousands more injured, and yet the FDA has the audacity to tell us, well, we don't have the manpower to police it. No, you got the manpower to do it. The problem is that we put in place something thinking that we're getting safety, and what we're getting is we're getting a go-between, sort of a middleman, to pimp drugs out to people, not just the COVID shot, but many other things like what you're saying about here with OxyContin, are we not?
Right, absolutely. Why did two physicians on the advisory committee for the FDA dealing with vaccines resign about a week ago? Because they didn't like what was happening with the approval of the vaccine. Is the FDA testing the vaccine? No. They're reading what the pharmaceutical companies are sending them, and they're judging their approval on what is presented to them. Now, I'm going to talk fast, but there was an FDA commissioner by the name of Scott Gottlieb, young guy, one in the long train of commissioners, 40-some years old. He only lasted about 2 years. And he resigned to, quote-unquote, stay with his family and raise his children with his wife. Kind of didn't sound right. Do you know where Scott Gottlieb is right now? Scott Gottlieb is on the Pfizer board of directors.
Nice.
Isn't that nice? You want me to continue about how ugly this is with these
yes,
people
please.
At the FDA? Okay.
Yep.
First of all, I'm going to hit on an area that really has annoyed me in the last year or so. There, and then I'll go back to the FDA. There was a bogus, and I do mean bogus, bankruptcy filing by Purdue Pharma in New York. And people who I say had been in the basement for years and years came out of the basement and jumped on board this bogus bankruptcy filing, including attorney generals. And it was their claim to fame to advance themselves into other positions, governor, senator, whatever they wanted to do. One of them was the attorney general of Massachusetts. She dropped out of this filing. And it left these advocates who were chiming in to get some kind of financial justice. It fell flat. It didn't work. Okay, now they're trying to get the Department of Justice to do something. The Department of Justice isn't going to do anything. It's water over the dam. But why did a company like Incest, who had an equally dangerous opioid called substance, why are their executives in prison for 5 years? So what's good for one company should be good for another. Let's use the word RICO. Why wasn't Purdue Pharma charged under RICO? These are all questions that I have that I write about. All right, so now I'm going to move on to the FDA. But it annoys me when people think they're going to make money off of bankruptcy. They're not going to make money off of bankruptcy. Purdue Pharma is going to keep on trucking, and it's cruel. And the deaths are going to continue. They're going to reformulate themselves somewhere else, and they're going to have a new name. And it's going to get ugly. But there's a lot of money being made by unsecured creditors in this bankruptcy filing. That's another story for another day. I'd love to talk to you more about that. And rock star people came out to try to make money off of it. Anyway, getting back to the FDA, there's a whole cast of characters here. I'm going to give their names out real quick that were heads of the analgesic department of the FDA over the years. Bob Rappaport, M.D. Doug Throckmorton, M.D. Margaret Hamburg, M.D. Sharon Hertz, M.D. Ellen Fields, M.D. Janet Woodcock, M.D. Janet Woodcock is now the acting commissioner of the FDA. And, according to what I've heard, she's not going to be confirmed as commissioner. I've written a lot about Janet Woodcock and her stamping the approval on every opioid that came across her desk. I have been to FDA meetings with six people in a huge auditorium at the FDA. Nobody came. No advocates came. No people outraged that their kids were dying. I was there with five other people, and they just rubber stamped everything. It's disgusting. Okay.
It is. Anyway, it is. And Marianne, hang on for us a second. We got a break coming
sure.
up here.
Yeah,
and keep it. Yeah, keep your thoughts right there. We're going to bring you right back after the break. Guys, hang with us. If you got a question or you got a comment about about the topic here, about the FDA, please call in 1-866-582-9933. We're happy to take your call. And check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Got a break right now. We'll be back on the other side. See you then.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Let me be clear. People who engage in that kind of gross misconduct have no place in the FBI.
FBI Director Chris Wray in the hot seat during a Senate hearing on Wednesday. The FBI is the spotlight for the bungled investigation of convicted sex offender Larry Nassar. He's the former USA gymnastics team doctor who abused scores of young female athletes over many years, including gold medalist Simone Biles, who blames the FBI for not aggressively pursuing an investigation of Nassar when allegations were presented to the Bureau.
We suffered and continue to suffer because no one at FBI, USAG, or the USOPC did what was necessary to protect us.
CDC data shows states with an obesity rate higher than 35% have doubled over the past 2 years. USA Radio News. The House of Representatives is continuing its debate over the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package that House Democrats are calling human infrastructure. One of the things in the bill is a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants who were essential workers during the pandemic, along with temporary protected status holders and people brought to the United States illegally as children. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson claims Democrats are ignoring who's coming across the border on Fox News.
We have an open southern border. Steve, we have people coming in from at least 150 countries, according to Border Patrol customs agents. And we have hardened criminals coming across that border, and the Democrats do not care.
Walmart hitting the road with self-driving cars in Miami, Washington, D.C., and Austin, Texas. They'll be using those cars for their door-to-door grocery deliveries. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933.
Can you hear some of these things going on in the news here? I mean, we're going to have driverless cars, right? Yeah, it's a lawsuit waiting to happen. That's what it is. Oh, my goodness. And nobody's going to be held accountable for that either. If there are accidents, nobody's going to be held accountable for that, and we're going to rethink what we're doing with that stuff either, okay? Anyway, back to Marianne Perez. Marianne, I hate to cut you off, but we were up against the break there. You were going through some things, and let me bring this out. This is something that I've referenced several times, and that is from Revelation 18:23. You know, there's a lot of people, and I call them, you know, the dispensationalists. They're holding on to this last days madness stuff that I talked about on Friday. And they'll talk. They can pin the tail on the Antichrist. They can tell you what the mark of the beast is somehow in the future, even though it was meant for the first century. They don't draw an application from that. They say this is that and all this other stuff. And yet, when it comes to this, they seem to be missing the boat because many of them are hooked on the very things that this talks about in the book of Revelation. And here's what it says: "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee." And he's talking about here in Israel, "and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth." Excuse me, this is the Babylon that's mentioned here, Babylon, the harlot, who I believe is the Israel there. "For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." And the term sorceries, when we go over here and we see it in the Greek, we see pharmakia. It's magic, sorcery, enchantment. And they're deceived. The term means to lead astray, to deceive, to cause, to wander. It's to roam, to plain. And And yet, there are many who hold to that kind of a theology, and they've got all kinds of the big pharma drugs that they're trusting in more than they are trusting in the God, Jehovah Rapha, who heals. And so I want to turn it back over to you, Marianne, because you were getting on some things regarding the FDA and holding them accountable. What else did you have behind going on? Let me let you pick up your thought from where we went to break.
Okay. I have written for over 15 years on these guys, these bad players that I mentioned their names. So what I'm starting to do next week is I'm going to start a series each week in my newspapers that's going to recap how they've gotten away with what they've gotten away with. All the names that I just gave, with the stories brought back, the articles brought back, so people can see how criminal their behavior's been. Now I'm going to do a real quick synopsis of the names I gave. Bob Rappaport, MD, was one of the heads of the analgesic department in the FDA. He was there for years. He rubber-stamped opioids all over. Okay, but while he was doing it, toward the end, he set up his own consulting company from his home, violating FDA regulations. Okay, you can't do that. It's against their rules and regulations, right? He retired from the FDA. He had his own consulting business to fall back on down in Florida. He's lived a really good life. Doug Throckmorton, MD, another physician that's in the anesthesia department, asked me to participate in a stakeholders telephone conference call. They actually called on me. I was mortified, but they did. Very foolishly, they did. And he said, oh, so nice to hear that you're on this call. I know it was sincere, but he said, what is your question? And I said, well, it's nice to talk to you too, Doug, but, I mean, how many more opioids, dangerous opioids that are killing people, are you going to approve before you say we have enough? And I received a recording of my ear that said, this stakeholders meeting has ended. And it didn't. It continued. It was just minus me. I hit a sore spot. But I wrote an article about it, about what he did. That's going to be recreated and put out in this series that I'll be writing. So you can see what they've gotten away with. Margaret Hamburg, MD, was a commissioner of the FDA for years. Her husband, Peter Brown, was a hedge funder for Renaissance. Big, multi, if not million-dollar, billion-dollar hedge fund company. She was giving him the heads up on the pharmaceuticals that were going to be approved by the FDA. So who made money off of this? All right. Ugly, but it's true. I'll be putting that article back out there again. Sharon Hertz, another head of the analgesic department under Janet Woodcock, and her crony, Ellen Fields, MD, also in the analgesic department, worked there for years, rubber-stamped opioids, killing people, addicting people. 2 years ago, I wrote an article about the two of them. They left the FDA together and set up their own consulting firm as they were still employed by the FDA. What does a consulting firm do? It helps companies that are trying to fast-track their drugs through the FDA. They give them advice on how they can get their drugs approved by the FDA. How easy is it for them? They worked there for, 20 years probably, combined, if not more. They don't even have a website. They don't need a website. They're going to still be successful. It's disgusting. Janet Woodcock... this is the last one. Acting commissioner of the FDA should absolutely, and I've written it, be removed from the FDA. And she's the acting commissioner. I've been told that Joe Biden is not going to confirm her as commissioner. That's great if he doesn't confirm her as commissioner. But if she remains in the FDA and has a part in approval of opioids, we're in deep trouble. Because this wheel is going to keep turning.
Well, yeah, the reason being was she's the one been behind OxyContin, she's been behind fentanyl and things of this nature. And by the way, it would I guess it's Joe Biden's decision if he wants to pull her from that. But obviously the Senate makes the confirmation. He's had to pull Chippy out from the FDA from the other unconstitutional. See, a lot of this stems from the fact that we have unconstitutional agencies. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find nowhere in Article 1 of our Constitution where the federal government is given any rule over health or science or drugs or any of this stuff. The federal government is to regulate the business dealings between the states, commerce between the states, and that's it. They're not to be sitting here and doing some of the stuff that we've got going on. Marianne, we've got a caller calling in. This is Joni. This is our friend Joni. Joni, are you there?
I'm here, Tim.
You
hi,
got a question?
Nice to. I do. And
uh-oh. For whatever reason, uh-oh. I've lost my callers. Marianne, are you there? Uh-oh. Okay, for some reason, I have lost both callers. I just brought them online, and we lost both callers. So I'm hoping Marianne's going to call back in, because otherwise I'm going to be in trouble. And Joni had a question to ask, so I don't know if they had something similar to do there. I'm going to have to see if I can bring on or get Marianne back on here real quick. And I'll have to send her a quick message. I do apologize. That's my fault for hitting the button wrong. I lost everybody. So Blundering Tim does whatever he does and messes up the things there. I'm trying to read stuff now. Oh, Lord. It's ridiculous when you're trying to do stuff on the fly in it. This is why I've been told I need a producer. Unfortunately, I don't have that. So we'll bring them back in here in just a moment. With that said, what I was saying was there isn't anything within our Constitution that allows for any of these agencies to exist. Did you notice during the break you heard the stuff about the FBI? You're hearing this from Marianne, and Joni, if you're listening, you can call back in. I'll put one on hold and do it the other way. I thought I could just hit the button and bring them on air. That may be what's causing the problem there. But you're hearing about that. It's because it's an unconstitutional agency. We're funding it with millions of dollars, billions of dollars probably, as well as the FDA and all of these unconstitutional agencies. And then we get replies like Marianne was saying, we just can't do anything about it. It's kind of like Joe Biden fussing about, you know, more gun control, and then when he's asked, well, what are you doing about the people lying on the forms that you have to fill out when you get a gun, the ATF forms that you have to get a gun, he goes, we just don't have enough police or people to police that thing. Well, that's just ridiculous. It really is. Marianne, I'm sorry we lost you. Let me see if this is, I think that might have been me. Let me see if I can take and put you on hold, because I'm pretty sure this is Joni calling back in. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to bring Joni on. You should be able to hear her, and then I'll give you a chance to speak, because I think she has a question that she wants to ask about the FDA. Maybe you can answer, maybe you can't. Hang on. Joni, are you there? I'm sorry about cutting you off. Hello, Joni, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay. What's your question?
Okay. I wanted to ask Marianne, too, if this went back, I mean, and I know the FDA is corrupt from a long way back. When they started, when Big Pharma started paying the FDA to get their I'm going to just call them drugs because that's what they are, to yep. the people, is that just really started the FDA being in the pocket of Big Pharma? Because if I'm not mistaken, the FDA started out as just kind of a labeling kind of thing to, you know, you've got to have accurate label. And where it is now expanded into this, well, we're going to approve these things, and it's just a rubber stamp. They're not even doing anything. It's just an approved. It's just a rubber stamp. Then it's all paid for by Big Pharma. That is the research that I found. But I'm wondering if that was the beginning of the, well, we'll just put everything out there and just, that's what has caused all this problem. It's just the rubber stamp and Big Pharma just paying the FDA to just approve this and don't look at anything.
Okay. All right. Joni, thank you for the call. Marianne, we'll let you pick it up on the other side. We got a break coming up. If you can give us your thoughts on that on the other side of the break, we'll take that up. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back. Final segment. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here, 1-866-582-9933. I know what I'm doing now with the program, so I won't cut anybody off. Marianne, I want to give you a chance to answer Joni's question if you've got an answer for her.
I sure do. The FDA's nickname has always been, or way, way back, known as the Watchdog of America, and it is not the Watchdog of America. Many people don't realize when a drug is approved by the FDA, it's game on. The pharmaceutical company can off-label market it for whatever they want because it's been approved. And that's what happened, for example, Botox. Botox is approved for, you know, facial changes, injections to change your lips, your eyes, whatever. But now, if you watch on TV, it's for migraine headaches. That's called off-label marketing.
What?
Seriously, look it up. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Look up off-label marketing. I'm going to talk fast because this is the last thing, and it's crucial. OxyContin was never approved for chronic pain patients. Never. It was a concerted effort by Purdue Pharma and the FDA to expand its use to chronic pain. It was intended for final stage cancer pain. CBS 60 Minutes did an excellent segment on this criminal approval. And that will be posted by me soon when I do my weekly articles from the past 15 years or whatever. It's all laid out. Janet Woodcock, now the acting commissioner of the FDA, was part of this. She spearheaded it. So did Margaret Hamburg. So did Bob Rappaport. So did Doug Rappaport. And so did Sharon Hertz.
They've all profited from it in one way or another. Most of them by setting up their own consulting firms against FDA protocol. And they got away with it. Who does the FDA report to? They report to Health, HHS, Health and Human Services. Here's another little bullet. Who does the CDC report to? Health and Human Services. That just brings in a little COVID to you, okay? So how do you think all of this nonsense that's being perpetrated on the American people, this criminal activity, is being allowed to happen?
Well, clearly they have it's become organized crime. There's no other way to say it. This is the Godfather in D.C., and this is why there is no eliminating the corruption without eliminating D.C. As Thomas Jefferson said, when it becomes destructive to the people's liberty, they're to dissolve that and they're to reinstitute new government to secure their liberties. And it's amazing to me, Marianne. That, again, you keep mentioning the unconstitutional agencies. The CDC is not part of the government. It's not a constitutional agency. Neither is the Health and Human Services. None of that is listed in our Constitution. And I'm like, let's get at the root instead of hacking the branches with things. If we got rid of that, there would be no indemnity for these drug companies or the vaccine companies either, because if they harm someone, those people get to go after them. And they wouldn't be in business long, and they'd be checking themselves a lot better than they're doing. But your answer, I think, is spot on to deal with the FDA, because not only have they been doing it with the drugs, then they go after, they somehow seem to have the manpower to go after, you know, little Amish farmers who want to make chickpea salve that nobody's been hurt over, and some people have actually claimed it's helped them. They have money to go after those guys, but they don't have people to, or the resources to go after these guys. They're just lying through their teeth as far as I'm concerned.
Correct. Absolutely correct. I would love to see the FDA charged under RICO, because I think they're an organized crime commission. I really do. And they know that they're getting away with it. That's why they continue doing it.
Yeah, our issue, though, is we've got to start not treating them as an organization, but treating them as the individuals that are in there. See, because when we do it as the agency, then who pays for it? Well, the people pay for it.
Exactly right.
We need the persons who are involved in the crime to be paying for it. And I think that's probably your heart, too. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's what I see out of you, that you want the people to pay for their own crimes, not everybody else, you know, the people that the government represents, to be paying for it. You want the people who are actually engaged in the crime to pay for it. I think that's a biblical mandate, and that's where we bring justice, and justice guards our liberties.
Well, it's a rippling effect here, okay? Because I thought naively that way back when I started 19 years ago, there were so many people who jumped on board that were quote-unquote advocates, formed their own nonprofits, and then all of a sudden they started thinking, hey, this nonprofit is starting to make some money, okay? And it's not enough. I want to make more. And they lost their way. And the nonprofits have become a lucrative nonprofit. Or we already have nonprofits being set up to perpetuate the use of drugs under the watchful eye of our government. The governor of Rhode Island is allowing safe injection sites to be legal in the state of Rhode Island, where a drug addict can show up, have illegal drugs injected into them, and it's called harm reduction. That's not harm reduction; it's harm promotion. And this where does it stop? Where does somebody step in and say this makes no sense whatsoever? Why are these drugs out there? Why is fentanyl in such demand and in such supply in this country now? Because it's coming over from a border that's not being guarded. And it'll only get worse, and we're going to continue losing kids. And then you have advocates who say, don't worry about your kids dying. We have a safe place for them to use illegal drugs. And when they're ready to say they want to stop using, we'll meet them where they are and help them. It's not even rational to think that way.
No, it's absolutely not. In fact, you know, this leads us back to something else that's ongoing that kind of promotes this, and that's this you know, war on drugs mess. You know, as Reagan, I remember when I was a kid, they were the ones who really pushed the DARE programs. The DARE programs do nothing but teach kids what these drugs are and how they're used. So they're by way of saying we're wanting for you not to use them, we're going to show you what they are and how you use them. We're going to show you how you can pack a bong. We can show you how to, you know, you get a certain bag and how much this should cost. That and it. They're telling the kids all the stuff they need to know to go use them. Then they use it to infringe upon the liberties, going in the wrong houses, killing people like the veteran and his wife down in Texas, which they finally charged the officers with. The one guy who lied on the affidavit, we're seeing it destroying our culture. And what it does is it incentivizes the people, as you said, coming across the border with their illegal drugs instead of saying, look, the things that they have made illegal are things that God has put on the planet for the most part. Not all of them, but for the most part, you know, marijuana or whatever the case may be, grows out of the ground. Who is the government to say that something that grows out of the ground is illegal while they're then taking synthetic stuff like what you're talking about here with OxyContin and fentanyl and other things and these vaccines and shots and stuff, and they're taking and saying, well, these are the good things. These are the things that we want to make money off of. We're not interested in the other because there's no money to be made off of if people can grow something in their own land. And so I think that's what they've done, is they've stood stuff up on its head, things that God has given us to use for medicinal purposes. They've said, no, 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 you can't do that, but you can use our stuff that's fake, and it doesn't heal, and it may treat a symptom, but it doesn't heal, it doesn't cure either, but we get to make lots of money off of it. At least that's the way it sounds like to me.
Yeah, it's money. It's greed. It's never enough. It's never enough.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And Marianne, again, I appreciate you jumping on with such short time. We've got about a minute or so here. Tell people where all you write, because I know if you got a chance, and where they can find out more about you.
Okay, I write for your publication. I write for SalemNews.com out on the West Coast, but I also post everything that all my articles are posted on Facebook under Marianne Perez. Twitter and LinkedIn, and I research everything thoroughly. Everything. I don't have an allegiance to an organization. I don't hook my wagon to people that I know are not in this for the right reason. I do it because it's the right thing to do, and I know after 19 years who the black hats are and who the white hats are.
Amen. Amen. Mary, and I can vouch for that because I asked to repost one of Marianne's articles when I first ran across one of them, and she wanted to know who I was and where I was and what my what I was in, what my agenda was and all. And I appreciate that very much, Marianne. I also appreciate you joining us. Short notice today. Thank you for the information, and I'll give you a call after the show. Guys, Dr. Christina Parks will be with us in the morning, 6 a.m., sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page. Join us then. Lord willing, we'll talk to you then. See you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.